There's nothing didactic about this band, but they're kind of deconstructive in a good way.
This is based on some indigenous engineering.
Kapono Siadi is bandleader and co-founder of Jamarek, a West African band based in Honolulu. Siadi trained in the Sabar drum tradition of Senegal, and he's got a wooden drum between his thighs right now. He says the djembe's hourglass shape allows three distinct tones.
The way you approach Sabar as a drumming tradition is kind of like how you approach Japanese taiko, where there's a lot of memorized, choreographed, long drum breaks. There's a lot of composition to the music. And then you play with a stick in hand. The roots of our inspiration is from West Africa, firmly rooted in what ethnomusicologists call polyrhythmic percussion music. It's from the Mandeng people and the Wolof people of West Africa. But one of the things that our drum teacher taught us was to really own the music. We have to really create stuff for ourselves. So while it's rooted in that tradition, we really blend in a lot of Latin music, Caribbean music, even some Hawaiian and Polynesian music.
The eight Jamarek band members co-write their songs. All but three of them play percussion, like Lori Kimata.
Yes, these are three different size drums. One's a djungdjung, one's a samba, and one's a kinkani. And they sound just like that.
I'm the human metronome.
Terrell Magruder plays shaker. This rhythmic stew is what Jamarek's lead singer Khan McKay grew up with in Liberia.
It's always the drum that you're feeling, you know? The heartbeat. You get to feel it more than understand it literally.
Even in church, drums wove through the service.
And then whoever is leading the song, they freestyle in like, there's nothing written. It's always whatever you're feeling in that moment, what you know. So you're pretty much just going with it as it's coming to you. It's pretty amazing.
Roots of hip-hop. News reports from Nigeria cite 19 killed by Boko Haram earlier this week. But listen to the music of Nigeria today. That's Bank Alert by P-Square. Check the video. Other influences, according to Siadi, Grammy-winning Youssou N'Dour from Senegal, Salif Keita from Mali, and Sekubo Bambino from Guinea.
Hopefully, when people experience the music, they'll hear our band name, Jamarek, which means peace only. They'll hear a message of peace, but also a message of joy through the feeling of the lyrics and definitely through the music.
This is one sturdy local hybrid. Noe Tanigawa, HPR News. Swear back and you're my comfort.